With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie, and my husband, Chris. Yay. And we both have the surname Ramsay.
Why, look at that.
Shit the bed.
Just mixing it up.
Yeah, you married, not brother and sister, yeah. If you're here for the first time.
Good, yes, I think we have cleared that up in the past, but always good to revisit it, mm-hmm. just in case. Mm-hmm. You know.
Are there any brother sister podcasts?
I don't care.
Oh, well, all right then. What a dickhead.
Oh, yes. See, 220 episodes and you're still mixing it up with the intros there.
I'm trying my best. It's hard, you know.
Chris, Ernie, Ramsay. No, that'll keep it going. That'll keep it fresh for 200 episodes.
Yes.
Of course, on that shit.
Do you still think we're going to be here in 200 episodes?
I don't know. It depends how rough your periods get. Now, listen.
Oh.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. It's bloody lovely to have you. We're back at home. We're doing it from our home little studio room now because we've been in London for the past few weeks, haven't we?
We have. Busy bees, man. We've been busy little bees.
Felt weird, though. It did feel weird not to. I like it here. I'm much more comfortable.
I much prefer it here,
much
Chris.
Much more comfortable.
Smell that air.
Right.
Northern.
Right, northern. Yeah. In the north, where you could be a wife or you could be a sister or you could be both. Now, listen, it's episode 220. Let's crack straight into it. Let's pay those bills. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Just to clarify, I do love London, though. I don't want to slag off. I don't want a north-south divide.
There is one, but I also love London. Yeah. I think everyone knows we love London. I think we're joking.
I love the south in general.
Yeah, but you're like, Rosie, you're allowed, you're allowed to prefer your home.
No, not these days, Chris. Like, not in this day and age.
You are allowed
not
to prefer your own home to anywhere else. I think that's fine.
Well,
I think that's actually fine.
Take a day in my Instagram comments.
Right, okay. That's why I don't read mine. Listen, the majority of people out there are amazing, but it's just the odd little piece of shit who can really get under your skin.
Yeah.
Really get down the end of your tiddler. Really get under your flaps.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a recent one that I got?
Well, the sponsor's waiting. Sorry. Minute, but yeah, come on.
Okay,
then.
I put on a picture and I was like dressed head to toe in Reese, right? Because my outfit was from Reese. Somebody without a picture just commented going, "Your bag's not." All right. Yeah.
Well, was your bag? Was your bag?
It wasn't actually.
Right.
No.
Well, why are you putting lies on the internet?
All right,
there's
then.
Already enough lies on the internet without you putting more lies. You know what? I'm glad I created that account. I'm glad I created that account to comment that. Because you just fucking...
Who do you think you are? Get back in your lane.
Check yourself. Check your facts. Check your privilege.
Yeah,
right?
Always.
Fucking Reese head to toe wearing piece of shit apart from your bag. Listen, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... Waking up with a stiff neck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What do you think? Stiff
cock.
No.
Stick knob. Stiff knob.
No.
Stiff dick.
No, thank you.
Oh, God, having boys is disgusting, by the way. Robin took him to bed last night because he just falls asleep downstairs now because just all the rules have gone out the window. Mm. And he's doing a phase where you put him to bed, he just cries at the top of the stairs and I just can't fucking be arsed. Anyway, so he falls asleep downstairs. It's actually fine. Mm. Put him to bed last night. Carried him upstairs because you were out gallivanting. Went for a wee.
Oh, the last one.
Oh, pushing that down. It's not something a mother should have to do. It is grim.
I'm going to go with that. Well, yeah. If you're grim. You've got to basically get him to sort of almost stand on his hands or he pisses all over the back of the toilet.
He tried and he was half asleep and he just went, "I can't." I went, "All right then."
It's hard, man. It's not.
It's good to know it works.
I didn't mean that to be an innuendo, but yeah, it's Listen, waking up with a stiff neck.
Yes.
Oh, you got a nice day planned? Think again. You could be doing the greatest thing in the world, mm-hmm. and a stiff neck will fucking ruin the entire thing.
Okay.
I hate it.
What's my head doing?
What?
What is my head doing right now? Let everybody know.
Shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is my head shaking, Chris?
I don't know.
You know why my head's shaking.
Why?
Why you got a stiff neck, dickhead?
A stiff neck, dickhead?
Uh-huh. Why you got a stiff neck?
I had a stiff neck because I lay funny in my sleep.
No. No.
I did.
No.
I lay funny in my sleep.
Right.
Changed my pillow.
Okay. Mm. You just wait for the bourguignon.
The beefs.
Mm.
Okay.
You just wait.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. All right, then. Well, let's get this fucking jingle on. Let's get the show on the road.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Jang, jang, jang. Mr. Jangle. Mr. Jangles. Good film, that.
What? Green Mile.
Green Mile.
Good. Random. There's Rosie's random thought of the day. Happy days.
That was one of the questions when I was on a quiz show recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Name films with Tom Hanks in.
Oh.
And that's the one I said.
Good.
Did it get to me, actually? Was that just in my head? I don't know if it got to me,
but that was in my head. You have to guess on the thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about the wheel. And you have to guess on the thing. Oh, you've been on it once. You can't keep it secret. You're doing it again. She's doing the wheel again. Fucking hell. God almighty. They act like these shows.
I know. Well, this is the thing, right? They tell me, don't tell anyone. And then everyone who I'm on with puts a picture on their Instagram. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why am I a secret? Am I more important?
We're the only ones. Do you know we're the only ones who follow the rules? I think it's a northern working class thing.
Is it?
We're the fucking BAFTAs. When the BAFTAs, they were like, right, present the award, say just what's on the auto cue, do it as quick as you can and rattle through it.
Uh-huh.
We're like, right, okay, everyone else is fucking doing all kinds up there.
I know.
Fannying on, fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Reading, going off script. We stayed on script. We came off and they went, you stayed on script, thank you. And we're like, well, you told us. We're fucking terrified. Why is no one else terrified?
I don't know. We are pathetic.
Goody two shoes, pathetic. This is fucking right. I'm going to push something over.
Not in here.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Is It Okay to Talk About Your Son Stiffy on a national podcast? Because that's the conversation we've just had.
I don't know any other job where there's a little break. So that's technically a break. I mean, we only broke for about 20 seconds while I just exported the file. And I just don't know any other job where you're going, just think about that chat we just had. Is it okay to talk about a 7-year-old's erect penis on a podcast?
Oh. I think it is. I think...
Well, you're not getting embarrassed. You never listen to it. And then
and we can get away with stuff when they're this age. But obviously, as they get older... Well, it's like Instagram. Robin is very rarely on my Instagram anymore because he just said something a while ago of... He doesn't really know about it. He doesn't know how many people look at it. He doesn't know social media. But he flippantly once said, don't put it on Instagram. And I was like, I never would if you didn't want us to.
Yeah.
And then the older he's got, I'm like, actually, you need... to start just having a bit of a private life as a kid.
Yeah,
because 100%. My Instagram got big quite quick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, same with Rafe. We can't decide how they want to be in the public eye.
Yeah.
And I think when they're little, though, you can get away with it because it doesn't matter because everything's cute when you're little. But as you get older...
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Although something did happen the other day in the garden, which I haven't told you about.
Okay.
And my sister listens to this podcast. So she hasn't seen her kids' willies. Penises for years, right? Because they're like 13 and 14.
Right. Sorry, that's she's just stating a fact there, by the way. She's not pining for them.
No. Because obviously they've got older and she's like, I haven't seen them for years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And then I let the kids wee in the garden, have a wild wee, because I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's just wee. Like, and the garden's private. Right. I'm not asked. Anyway, our youngest was having a wee the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say it to her, but I thought in my head, do you not want to have a quick look?
No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Like, I'm intrigued. So you must be intrigued.
So weird.
I know. We didn't. I didn't see anything.
Listen, I've just got a really vivid memory of something I don't think I've told anyone. I definitely haven't told you.
What?
So I remember
this is
getting little erections when I was a kid, right? And I used to wear little... I've got a really vivid memory. I used to wear little Y-fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Little Y-fronts. Mm-hmm. Little from like wherever, Marks and Spencer's, Asda, or whatever the hell they were from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And oh no, I don't think Asda did clothes then.
Yeah, I don't know. Seeing it. I bet they were from C&E.
I bet they were from British Home Stores at C&E.
Yeah, I remember C&E.
Well, wherever they were from, I've got a very vivid memory of having an erection and it bored a full hole in the front of it.
What do you mean?
Bored a hole. Like, I've got a very vivid memory of having an erection in a little Y front as a child, and it was fully through the front. It drilled a hole
came
in the front.
Came through the material?
It came through the material.
What's the matter with you?
You're kind of caged the beast. I'm serious.
Is that why you got circumcised?
No. I was already circumcised at the time. I got circumcised when I was really young. But I've got vivid memories of, like, waking up or whatever, and it just got a full hole through the front of it.
That's something wrong with that. That is so weird, Chris.
Really strange, isn't it? I've got a particularly sharp penis. I never have had. But a full, just through, like, ripped a hole, like the Incredible Hulk, through the middle. I've got a really vivid memory of that. Not weird.
You might want to unlock some childhood trauma that you've got going on.
What? Because my mum bought shitty underpants.
That's awful. That's horrible.
How's it awful?
I don't know. Just weird. I took Rafe's nappy off the other day.
Right.
And I just pulled his little shorts up for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he like grabbed his thing, looked at this, and he was like, grabbing it, and he was just looking at it and like, this is nice, isn't it? Nice. Actually had a little conversation.
Welcome
to
the rest
of
your life, mate.
Because bless him, he doesn't have his nappy off much because he's just like, just shits everywhere. I'm just like, do you know, it's the second kid. With the first kid, I remember I used to have loads of no nappy time with Robin.
Oh,
so I was like, it's good for him. And now I'm like, he's just shitting piss and I can't keep an eye on you.
I got him out the bath yesterday and he pissed on the bedroom floor.
Oh, he loves it.
And then I went, and he was only a tiny bit, and he was like, wee, wee. And I was like, right, come on, we'll go to the toilet. And I stood him in front of the toilet and he didn't know what I was going to do. And I put my hands under his arms and he started screaming.
Oh,
I thought I was going to put him in the toilet.
No, he's terrified of the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm dreading potty training. Oh, yeah. I said...
You did all the Robin one, though. I'm going to have to be here for this. I was away when you did Robin.
Oh, look at you.
I was on tour.
Look at you.
Well, I've got no sort of experience doing it, so you should probably just take the lead on this one as well.
No, I had to read a book before I did it.
Oh, did it hurt? Are we all right? I had to learn to read.
Skimmed it. Skimmed it. I just bribed him.
Right.
Every time he had a wee or a poo, I'd give him a chocolate button.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if you did a poo, you got like more.
Wow, yeah.
But for wee's, it's like training a dog. Every time you did a wee in the potty, you got chocolate.
Wow.
Is that? I don't even know if that's what you meant to do, but that's
well,
it worked.
Did it work? Well,
yeah.
Well, fucking right.
It did.
Yeah. When's that parenting book you're writing coming out?
Do you know what it is?
I stick, should. Carrot, carrot stick, chocolate button, massive poo.
How to bribe your kid. And just speaking of that, though, I would just like to write a parenting book which just shits all over gentle parenting.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got time for gentle parenting. Bits of it, yes, fair enough. I think it's really good to talk to kids. But if I see another parent trying to coax their child away from a situation by just asking, please, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go. Time to go. Get out now.
Get in that fucking car.
Five,
now.
Four, three.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get to one, ma'am? Well, you don't know because we've never had to get there, have we, son? Get in the car. No.
And there we have it. It's going to be good.
Have you been there, though, when parents are like...
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's awful.
Oh, it drives me mad.
That's awful.
Drives me mad.
Come
grab
on
their
now.
Hand
come on.
And walk.
Nah, come on, no. Come put that down. Hey! Fucking...
Now!
Get a pair of lungs on you, man, love. Get a pair of lungs on you. Give them a shout.
Oh, anyway...
Rosie's book, chapter 1, potty training versus tooth decay. Every time you have a wee in the potty, you get some chocolate.
Just a button.
If don't drink too much water or you'll have fillings by the time you're 5.
You can't be squeezing them out because I'll know.
Hold on,
I know
you've
the
just,
difference.
Hold on, you've just melted those 3 buttons and wiped them into the potty to try and get more chocolate.
Mummy knows. Oh, Mother God. Knows best. That's what I'm going to call me book.
What?
Mother Knows Best.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Or yeah,
sexist.
Mother Knows
sexist.
Best.
Sexist.
Mother, no- yeah. Mother Knows Best. Hashtag do as I say, not as I do. I can't wait. It'll be out next spring.
It will not. I watched your head bleed when we tried to write our first book, and now you're not gonna. And now you're not tackling one on your own. That honestly, I think my worst nightmare is you deciding to write a book again and me having to be roped in on it for no money.
It would be like
helping the bairns with the homework, but worse. Yeah. Oh God, please don't ever do another book. Oh Jesus. Oh God, nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Just a little shout. We did mention it last week, but we're going to mention it again. We are long listed for an NTA. Ooh. If you could just quickly, dead quickly, Google NTA National Television Awards 2023, find our bit, vote for us. We're in the best interview show for the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show. And do you know what? It'd be lovely to get shortlisted and get to go there and make fools of ourselves again and get pissed.
Honestly, I'd kind of... like, yes, but no, because right. they're trying to find something to wear and having to go through the rigmarole of right. all that, Chris. Yeah. It's very stressful. You just hoi on a suit. You just hoi on a suit
How
and look fine.
Dare you?
I've, How there's a lot
dare.
Of prep. There's
How
a lot of prep.
Dare you just shoot down the meticulous planning that goes into my garments and my fashion sense? I just hoi on a suit. Do
you
I?
Do. Yous all do.
Yeah, no, it's a piece of piss.
But it, is it? It's not as dressy, I don't think, as the BAFTAs, is it? We've never been.
Don't know.
Be good fun.
Don't
I bet
know.
It's a, I bet it's a right laugh.
If we win, we should go on and say, oh, it's so good to get this BAFTA, thank you, and then walk off.
Stick the script. Babadoo, 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 ba. Sandra has been at it again.
Yeah?
You're actually not going to believe what she's done this time.
Right, so this was, I sort of... glimpsed mm-hmm. you and your mom, you and your sister shouting at your mom for something in the garden yesterday, mm-hmm. and then this morning you tried to tell us what Sandra had done, and I said, "Hold it for the podcast." Yeah. I'm all ears. I'm very excited.
So we were away the other week, and mm-hmm. we missed my cousin's son's christening.
Yeah,
right. Gutted. Love a christening.
Personally buzzing, but carry on.
Love it. Well, it's just a piss I'm up totally in it. It's good yeah. fun. Anyway, we missed it because we were at the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
My mom had raided me wardrobe, mm-hmm. right, and she was like, "You've got some nice clothes." I was like, oh, thank you very much. And she borrowed a dress, mm-hmm. which is fine, right? It's absolutely fine. I don't mind anyone borrowing
Sorry,
me clothes.
Before you tell this, we also came back and the rail had fallen down inside the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
And she claims she has no idea about that. Blatantly her. Carry on.
Piece of shit. So she borrowed a dress, which I was like, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what she did to the dress?
She ripped it off, fucking spilled something on it. What
she
done?
She altered the dress. She's literally took it in. To her size? Like, what? Is that a mother thing? Like, is she like, I own you and I own this dress?
Fuck it, it's a hell of a slam.
It is,
like.
Isn't it? So she's altered it. Didn't tell us though, right? No. Didn't tell us. And I didn't see any pictures of me mum the christening, which I found a bit odd.
Right.
And then, right, this is another thing. So she's altered it, right? Mm. So I don't know if it can go back to my size.
It depends how she's done it, but I doubt it very much. I mean... unless she's just sort of tacked it in.
I don't know. She didn't say fully, right? But I was like, okay, thank you. It's not a new dress, thank God. The kicker, right? Yeah. She's been on Vinted.
Right.
She's found it on Vinted.
Right.
In her size. She's bought it for £8.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought you were going to say she's flogged it on Vinted.
No, so she's bought... no, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. So she's bought the dress again in her size for right. £8
so
on Vinted.
Ruined yours, so made yours now
uh-huh. And now
unwearable.
She's bought her own.
And now bought her own. Wow. That's amazing.
What's wrong with that?
Wow.
Speaking of, have you heard of Vinted?
No. But everyone keeps talking about it.
I think
my
mum and Kate are just like obsessed. They're buying right. everything off there, right? But this is the weird thing. Everything they've told me that they've bought, mm-hmm. they're like, got a dress. And I'm like, oh, nice. My Kate's like, £8. I'm right. like, oh, good. She's like, got a new bag. £8.
So everything's
I'm
£8.
Like, why is everything £8? Why is it
that,
all
is not,
£8?
Can you not just put maximum price? It's not to put £8 maximum price.
Probably. Probably, out. But you know what it is? They get so competitive. So like some lass had something on for £12, my Kate offered £9, right? Not even
oh,
£8.
Jesus.
And the lass was like, no, my Kate was like, well, fuck you.
Jesus.
She's like, lost a sale. I was willing to pay £9 for that. Just like...
lost a sale. I remember...
So upset.
God, I've just had another memory. I remember I was at a car boot sale mm-hmm. with my dad once when I was younger. Sale. And my dad was doing, yeah, he had the work, he borrowed the work van for the weekend
nice.
And he had the car boot
nice.
Sale out the back of it, right? And I walked around and obviously I was just young and I wanted to buy loads of shit. And I found mm-hmm. a Subutio, an old like classic.
Oh, is that when you flick the football
yeah, yeah.
little people?
Fucking shit, to be fair. Like, what a rubbish
you
game.
Had, it doesn't make any
so
sense.
I had a full set, right? And then I had like the obviously two teams, and then I had the away strips mm-hmm. as well. And I also had a little kicker for doing free kicks mm-hmm. where you pulled his leg back and it flicked forward.
Right.
So it was like a special one you brought on for free kicks.
Right.
And I had another one which was on a little sort of spring who had his hands in the air for throw ins. So I had all the little.
Oh, God.
But I remember walking around and I went and saw my dad. He was like, if you say anything, you know. like, come back and tell us if you want to get something. We don't get loads of stuff. I came back and I was like, I've seen this at Beauty. He went, right, how much is that? I was like, £5. He was like, right. And he gave us £4. And he was like, don't spend more than £4 on it. Don't. I know he gave us the £5, but he said, keep £1 in your pocket and tell him you've only got £4. And I was like, I was a kid. So the guy, I went, I've got £4. The guy went, it's £5. So I just gave him the £5 and went, it's £5.
Yeah.
Grumbled immediately. Yeah. And I came back. My dad was raging. He was like, where's the quid? I was like, I paid. He was like, you paid full price. Raging. Where's his car boot? I can't have a word. Like, dad, man.
Oh, horrible. Oh, horrible. God. I remember right now the stickers for car boot sales.
Aye.
Like 50 pence a pound. Just class, wasn't it? Absolutely loved about car boot sale. Yeah, Subbuteo, I think, is the nicest word ever in a Geordie accent.
Subbuteo.
Yes.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Isn't that? Do it again.
Subbuteo.
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 We should make it, like, is it still a thing now? Because we should make a drink called Subbuteo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a game.
No, it's not. No one's buying Subbuteo anymore.
I guarantee you there's probably, I will put money on the fact that there's probably still leisure centres around the country where people meet up on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon and play Subbuteo with each other.
Do you think?
I will put my fucking life on it.
All right, then, well, let's call it Subbuteos.
I feel like we're going to get sued. And what's this drink going to be?
Dunno.
You just like the word.
So yeah,
you
I just think just we should do something, Geordie. Like, I want to franchise something, you know. I want to do something
Subway?
In my life. I want to sell something.
Subway? Domino's?
No. I just want to sell something on the sly.
Right.
Like all the housewives do, they've all got a brand.
Oh,
I want to do something.
No, you just want a fucking event, don't you? You want an event, an opening event for your brand.
No, I would never have an opening event. No, opening events terrify me. If nobody comes, are you fucking kidding me? Mm. I was glad the book came out in lockdown so we didn't have to do a book party. Fuck that. Rosie, can you invite everyone on social media? Well, all the people who I've denied going to their things. Oh, yeah, aye, they'll all come. Of course they will. No, God. Jeez.
Not made for this world, are you?
No, I'm really not. Nah. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? Beef, 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 beef. Hula Hoops are one of the best crisps you can ever have.
Hula Hoops Puffed are the best crisps.
Oh my God, Puffed.
I don't buy them anymore. I will eat five packets off the belt straight away. I will empty a multi-pack.
I've hardly been eating any crisps recently.
No?
And you know what? Lost a bit of weight.
Right. Funny that, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it? Just can't.
It's almost like it's an extremely simple equation.
It's as if eating less shit does what you wanted to do. It's weird. So odd. So odd.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What's Your Beef? Because you teased it earlier. I feel like I might know what it is.
Oh, right. So, Chris has got a bad neck. He's always got a bad fucking neck. Well, actually, because you got a bit scoliosis, haven't you? Got a bit scoliosis going on.
I found out. I'm scolied up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Can't lean back. You know when you lean back with your spine and you can like
You did it a few weeks ago. Horrible.
It's fucking awful to watch. I bend at the hips and I'm just straight.
Oh, Jesus.
Like this lamp here that I'm next to, which doesn't work because we're on an audio medium. But I just bend back like a Foley ruler at school.
Something bad about that, you know. It would be a lot sexier if you were a bit more flexible.
Why?
Don't know. Just think it would be nice.
Right. You obviously haven't seen us rolling around on the mat. Your hips are good. Hips don't lie.
So Chris has got a bad neck, and he's got a bad neck currently because he keeps doing flips on the trampoline, which I've told him, stop doing flips on the trampoline because if you break your neck or if something happens, you could die, and we've got a lot going on at the minute.
Nothing to do with care or love for me, just because we've got loads going on.
Yeah.
One, you're wrong. It's not off doing backflips.
You actually said the other day.
It's off doing back drops.
Well,
the backflips, I can land and nail every time. What happens is I tense up when I'm doing a backdrop. And me and Robin were doing these ones the other day where I'm running over the trampoline and then jumping and landing on my back and then bouncing back up but shouting, I'm going to bed, and then landing on my back and then bouncing back up going, actually, I'm not tired.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. It was really,
quite fun.
Really
but
fun.
Stop doing
but I tense
it,
up when I do it.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Right. The problem is, right, Robin, we've got a trampoline in the garden and he goes to a trampoline in class and I sometimes stand and watch and the bloke who does it,
he's very good.
Oh my God, the most graceful man I've ever seen on a trampoline in my life. But he's like, you know, he's a bit bigger than me. Like, he's a bit.
I wouldn't walk past him and think he's really good at the
trampoline.
Well,
that's the thing, he doesn't look like it. And again, one of the choreographers on Strictly is he didn't look like he was going to be an amazing dancer. And he started moving, and I was like, you must absolutely wipe the floor with everyone at weddings. Like, they look so unassuming. And this guy's exactly the same. Rosie, did I tell you, the trampoline instructor caught us filming him?
No, why are you filming it?
Because I was sending it to the lads. I was in a group chat with my mates and I went, lads, I went, I'm at the trampoline and I'm watching this fella.
What, you can't film, there's kids around.
I only filmed him. He was on the far left trampoline. I just filmed him and I sent it to the lads. He just sort of looked at us and stopped bouncing and he's been a bit weird with us ever since. But I look, it was a compliment. But the problem is I watch him do stuff and I come back and I try it. I don't even watch Rob. I don't know how Robin's getting on at that trampoline in class. I watch the guy. But I see him do stuff and I think, right, I go and I come back and I try it and I can't, it hurts.
Just do it once the TV show's done. Once, honestly, right. 10 years' time, because this will probably be done by then.
Why?
Everything, no, but we're career doing this with everything. Will have dried
Why
up.
Why can't I do anything?
Then.
You don't let us go up ladders, right? You won't let us do jiu-jitsu.
We're self-employed, Chris. We are self-employed. If something happens to you, you've got no fucking insurance. You're fucked.
We've literally got insurance.
Oh, not pay it. It's not, no. No.
Right. Well.
Just stop it, right?
Well. It would help me scoliosis. It's probably good for me scoliosis.
No, like, I don't want to be in years to come, like, why did you feed your husband all his meals? Because he was playing on the trampoline.
What do you mean?
What an extremely grim picture
of our future you just painted in just a few words.
If
well
it was
done.
Something good, if it was something worthwhile, and I thought I was proud of him that he's done, and this has happened,
right.
Or an act, or like a fatal accident, right. Not on the fucking trampoline, Chris.
Right. Okay.
Have a bit of respect.
Okay, no more backdrops. I'll just do backflips, front drops, seat drops. I can do seat drops with a twist. I can do seat drop two, front drop
Stop.
Two.
Okay. Nobody cares. What's your beef with me?
Can't believe you let us go on that long. Okay, my beef with you is, right, and I wrote down exactly what happened to you. The other day, you were in a bit of a bad mood, stomping about.
It's not like me.
Right? Not like you at all. G1, obviously, hashtag G1. You were stomping about, and I thought, I'll make this better here. And I was like, look, are you all right? And you went, no, not really. And I went, right, look, would you like a cuddle? And I quote, as I wrote it straight down, because it was pretty hurtful, your exact words were, no, Chris, I do not want a cuddle. I don't even want to be touched today. ... Little pause. So don't even try. And then he walked away. And it's just a... It's just a lovely little vibe to have in the house. It's a nice energy to be around.
Honestly, some days I just don't want to be touched. I read something on the internet a while ago about mothers just being like oversensitized.
Mm.
And I never knew it was a thing. And I always wondered why I felt by the end of the day, just like, oh God, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't, like, if you hugged us in bed and that, I'd be like, oh, fucking hell. It's because I've just been touched all day, all day, nonstop. And sometimes I just don't want anyone to fucking touch us.
Anyone.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Especially you.
My husband. And you wonder why I'm seeking solace in trampolines and jiu-jitsu. Do you know why I go to jiu-jitsu? Because I get physical contact with other humans.
Oh, God. Good, good. Because then you don't come home and crave it from
me. Bloody good cuddle with the lads and my geese, right?
You just love a cuddle, though. You would cuddle me all the time. I thought I was a cuddler until I met you. You are borderline bloody cuddle, Chris. Mr. Cuddle. You love a cuddle.
Captain Cuddle.
Captain Cuddle. Who's Captain Cuddle?
I don't know, I've just made it up.
Oh.
Me? Captain Cuddle.
Captain Cuddle. He's a hero. You're going to get depression down to zero.
Hey, everyone, it's Captain Cuddle. Arms wide open. Not today. Oh, look, it's his arch nemesis. Don't touch me today, woman. Not today, not ever. Get away, Captain Cuddle. Come here.
We should make a YouTube video.
No, I can't be asked.
Right. Oh, speaking of can't be asked.
Aye.
Hang on. I recorded you earlier on.
Oh, Jesus.
Because
oh, God.
You're such a miserable bastard, and I just knew that your answer would be miserable. I asked Chris if we could record the podcast outside.
Oh, you were recording this. I hate it when you do this.
I asked Chris, because I just knew he'd be like, no, we can't.
Because you knew it was a stupid idea. You can't record a podcast outside.
But you give such a long, mansplainy, like, reason.
Right.
I'm on my laptop.
Are you typing? Crikey. You break the bench. I went to utility.
Question. Can we... Thank you. Can we do the podcast outside today?
No.
Why?
Because the sound will be weird.
Be nice if you'll hear the birds.
I think they'll do put those fucking heads in, and I think if there's any wind on the mic, we'll not know until it's done. And then we'll send it to Daisy and she'll go, oh, there was a load of fucking echoing and wind. Then it sounds terrible, you're going to have to do it again. We go, okay, we're going to have to go down and do it tomorrow. I get it, I know it's a lovely idea, but how about instead we just fucking lash it out and then we sit outside for half an hour?
I knew you'd say no one. I fucking knew you'd say no one.
Because it's a stupid idea. It's windy. It's windy.
Such all a dick.
All right.
No, and here's why.
But you know what it is, right? It's because you, like, you and your mom are so, like, just weird. Like, just are like, oh, like, ah, my brain works quite quick, and I'll go straight, obviously I catastrophize, so I'll go straight to the worst possible thing, which will be it fucked up, and we'll have to do it again. But, like, you and your mom say yes and get buzzing about something before you've even, like, surveyed the land. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like so weird.
Core positivity, Chris.
No, but it's just like, just so fucking like, just so strange. Like, I don't know, I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but something like you'd be like, oh, ma'am, why don't we pack some massive bags now and walk down to the beach and we'll have like a massive picnic at the beach? And she'll go, oh, yeah, that'll be great. And then you realise that you don't have bags big enough. It's too late to walk down. It's actually not picnic weather. You don't really have any food and you've actually both just had your tea. But first, the first answer would have been, yeah, definitely. And then all of the... But
it's
where
nice
is
way
that?
To live.
It's not. It's a stupid way to live. And you're wasting time. And I got from A to B there, and I nipped it in the bud, and I think, and here we are recording it inside, so
great.
I fucking won anyway, didn't I? Listen, do you want a cuddle?
No, I do not.
Not surprised. Captain Cuddle sensed that you didn't want a cuddle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public. Queedles from the Beatles. Beatles.
Queedles from the Beatles.
Renamed it. Still mixing it up.
I like
episode
that. I like that.
20 yeah. Queedles from the Beatles.
Just when you think you've heard it all.
There we go. See, fresh and so clean. As always, so clean, if you clean. Like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Dear Rosie and Chris, a long time listener, first time emailer.
Lovely.
I have an ick.
Loving it.
Currently on holiday. I'm very excited for my holiday. That's why I read this.
I've said that so many times today. It's starting to do me.
It's just because you're not coming. So.
Yep.
People watching. Currently on holiday. People watching on the beach. And that's, thankfully, that's not the ick they're putting in brackets.
Okay.
See a fully grown man having his sun cream put on his front for him by his partner. What the fuck, you lazy bastard. Why? In capital letters. That is, I get that.
Why? Put on his front?
I've seen so many men of a certain age whose right. wives are putting on the cream on the front for them.
Why?
Because I don't know. Weird. So wouldn't strange. Catch people our age doing it no. or younger. Nah, it's also very much people. It's very much an older thing.
Really?
Yeah, horrible.
That's really
strange. If you said
strange.
To me, put me cream on me front, I'd be like, absolutely.
Well, the thing, well, if you
cream
were putting
your tits for you. Cream your own tits.
If you were creaming my back and you started going around the front, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
I'd like push you away. I'd be like, get off this people yeah. looking, what the hell?
It's still caressing us.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I actually have a memory of somebody with a hairy chest and someone doing it. Oh, do you know what makes me feel violently sick?
Wow.
Sun cream, right? Mm. And people putting it on when they've got loads of rings on.
Yeah. No,
just
I don't like that at all.
Loads on with all and all and the rings and that. Oh. And just like
sun cream in itself makes me really, really anxious. I hate it.
I don't mind it. I think it smells nice.
And I hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the sort of mist spray, but I know it's not as good.
Mm.
But like, I've got a thing as well about sun cream and getting in a car.
You've got a thing about creams or like grease
and creams
in
really
general.
Upset us. Like this morning, I was taking the kids to my mum and dad's, and you were like, put some cream on before they go. And immediately, I just thought of like creamy coughs on seats. Yeah, yeah. I can't.
Right,
upset
well,
us.
Right, well, great. Because we're kids are going to come back with third degree burns.
No, that, what do you think we are? The fucking.
Well,
Venus.
The sun's the sun, right? Your mum. Right, great.
What?
Okay.
Right.
Robin, Rafe, time to put your cream on. No. Okay, all right. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. It's just a little bit of burn. Your mum and dad will take A&E later.
No.
It's fine. They'll have time.
I told them to put it on them. They'll put it on them. I told them. And it's the spray, so it's a piece of piss.
Mm.
Yeah. Good.
Robin now wants to put on Rafe all the time, which is...
That's quite cute.
It is cute, but it's irritating, isn't it? Because it's like, all right, go and put it on him and miss his body completely.
He got it over the floor. It looked like everlasting bird shit the other day. I had to go and hose it up.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous. You're literally the only people I can share this with as well, you'll see. Last weekend, my mum hosted lunch at her house. Myself, girlfriend and dog all arrived and were milling around the kitchen waiting for my brother and family to arrive. My mum joined and the conversation was normal, asking about our weeks and what we had been up to. At some point, by the way, I think this is a same-sex couple. This is a lesbian couple.
Okay. I still can't get around. I'm still reeling off the phrase, my mum hosted lunch at her house.
I know, it's lush, that, isn't it?
What about the hosted lunch?
Just had everyone round for lunch.
What, them two and the dog?
No, and then our brother was coming.
Oh, right, okay. This is hosted lunch. I've never heard it said like that.
Because we're common, Chris.
We had dinner with my mum's.
We're very common.
Yeah.
You do, people speak like this, you know, in real life.
Hosted lunch?
People sometimes say we hosted lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We don't talk like that. We say we had everyone round.
For scran.
For scran. For bait.
Everyone round to stuff their fiesses.
Had a bottle of Sabutiola. What's that, Chris? Marketing.
Well done.
Okay. At some point, I bent over to remove the dog's lead and harness and felt I was being dry-humped from behind. Thinking it was my girlfriend messing about, I laughed, but then I looked up to see my girlfriend stood in front of me looking horrified. I was dry-humped by my own mum. The shame. I don't know what she was thinking.
That's so weird.
It's never happened before and was quite out of the blue. We laughed it off at the time, but the trauma is real. Now, whenever my girlfriend and I are debating who needs to do something around the house, she taunts me with, did I get bummed by my mum, though? It says at the end, please adopt me.
Oh, bummed by your mum.
Oh, bless.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. That. Why has she done that?
I just bent over being like, wait.
I don't think I'd ever recover from that.
No, but, well, your mum would never do it. My mum would possibly do that. I will probably do that when I'm a mum. Nice. But these are the kind of people who say, me mum hosted lunch.
Right, okay.
I don't think she does this kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
Wonder whether the mum has seen it somewhere and thought it's like a fun thing, like a viral thing. Like, it's what the kids do.
I pranked you.
Yeah, rather than it's a sex act, you know what I mean?
I don't think anyone's that stupid. I think everyone knows what humming is.
You never know.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Came out of my garden this morning to see my neighbours had put a new sign up on their pagoda.
What's a pagoda? Pagoda?
Pagoda. Pagoda. Pagoda.
Why is this episode shaming me for being working class?
We've got a pagoda. It's
what
just
the fuck's
like
a pagoda?
It's like the wooden thing, man.
Oh, the thing at the top that the birds sit on and shit.
Yeah.
A big line of shit on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
And Robin hangs on like monkey bars. That's it.
Pointless.
So it says they put the sign up with the perfect view from our back door. Thoughts, right? I'll tell you what it says. The sign, it's only small, right? It's just like a little one. So probably what's that size?
You're holding your hands about
half
an
A4.
About the size of a letterbox.
Yeah, about the size of a letterbox. And it says on the thing, posher than next door. That's what it says.
Fucking shots fired.
And it's faced into their garden so they can see it. She's put, friendly with these neighbours. We'll have a chat occasionally, but not friends. Completely out of the blue. They're like devastated.
Wow. That is a That's a dig.
Isn't it?
Because I was, when you first said it, I was taken aback because does it not mean that their house, do they not mean that it's posher than their own house? That's the joke. That it's their little outside bit and it's better than the inside bit. Is that the joke? Or does it actually mean posher than the next door neighbours?
I don't know.
I couldn't put that up. I'd have to knock on them and explain the joke.
Yeah, but why have they put it up? And it's so obviously like facing into their garden. This little sign saying posher than next door.
Posher than
next door.
As in
like they are posher than them.
That is a fucking... That's so weird, isn't it? Really snide.
Imagine how good you'd be.
That's really snide. Stop throwing your grass cuttings over their fence.
I know.
Fucking hell. Mm. Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, we are a group of four friends sat around drinking and talking about embarrassing stories involving our kids and sex lives. And I continued to tell them how my two boys found my dildo one day and came down the stairs waving it about.
Crikey.
I told them it was a model of Daddy's Willy from his vasectomy operation he had, which they bought. Why would you? I don't understand why you would have it make a model.
Oh, that's so good. That's
very quick. Very quick.
Yeah, you know, in a few years, they're going to go, oh, that wasn't a model of Daddy's Willy, was it?
Yeah.
You touched it.
Yeah. My friend continued to tell us a story of how her mother-in-law, early 50s, lost her husband, in brackets, the same age. And the day after he passed, the whole family gathered around her bed and consoled her. All grown-up children and partners, in brackets six of them, were crying and cuddling her when she decided to grab the tin of mints from the bedside table and offer them round when she quickly realised it didn't contain mints, it had her dead husband's cock ring, along with some mints. Imagine. Well, because her husband's just died.
Well, she's just not ill, though. Why
I know. Well, she might... Excuse me? If you think I'm not having a week in bed when you die...
You're joking, aren't you? You only asked about the insurance. You'd be down at the fucking bank, you.
Listen, you've got to look upset. No, but imagine being like, he was just so lovely. So very young, actually. 50s, it's awful.
That's terrible. Yeah, tragic.
But
that's,
then, anybody for a mint?
Oh, wow.
We've been talking a lot.
Who keeps your cock ring with a mint?
Who's got cock rings?
Well, people have cock
rings. Have you got a cock ring?
No, I haven't got a cock ring.
What do they do again?
It depends what kind you buy.
What do you mean?
So, from
I've never been in a sexual... Listen, I'm quite experienced, right. But I've never been in a sexual encounter with a cock ring. Tell me about cock rings, Chris. Have you ever used one?
Welcome to my TED talk about cock rings. Yes, but they're basically...
Have you used
so
one?
Get one.
Tell... Oh, God! You think you know someone. When have you used one?
So...
Who with? Whisper?
Hey, no, Stop it.
He's grinning like a Cheshire little cock.
Just remember the good times. So, it's... it depends. So, there
take
can be...
Back.
I'm joking, man. It depends. So, there can be placed sort of halfway down to get like a little ridge. So, there's like a little, you know, a bit of... what's the word? A change in what? Texture,
right?
So like there's a little bump, like a little speed bump.
Can't even
or I think they'd be put right at the base, and they've sometimes got a little vibrating thing on them. Remember them? And Durex brought them out, and they had a little vibrating thing on them. And they vibrated. But
so who's that for? That's for the woman.
For both.
When you've been using
Listen,
them?
Listen, I'm not talking about this on the podcast, right?
I need to know though, separately.
I think it's when they came out years ago.
You mustn't have liked it because you've never.
No, they're rubbish.
Used to tins.
No, they're absolutely rubbish. Fair enough. It's enough rigmarole going on. Like,
I know, I just don't understand.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how people are using all of these toys in the throes of passion. Like putting, like I've said it before, like fucking like a sniper, like taking opening his case and screwing all the bits out of his gun.
Do you know what it is? Time.
Yeah, I suppose.
Got a lot of time.
But it's, I wouldn't be keeping it with my mint. I would not be keeping it with my mint.
Why?
If it's been around, you're not... I mean, how much are you washing it before you put it in with your mints? Mm. I mean, if you just put that straight in, you're basically sucking yourself off, essentially, if you're going to have one of them mints. And also, mint, will it not sting if it gets all mint on it? Will it not get a bit cold?
Like tea tree.
You know, when you get a bit, you know, your toothpaste on your cheek and you go outside and the wind hits you.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Well. Learn something new every day. Anyway, those four legends are coming to Bournemouth on the 20th of November. So we'll see you then.
Cock rings on.
Yeah, get your cock rings on, lasses. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear something disgusting?
Always.
Okay. Do you want to sing the shit song?
Yes.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shagged, married, and shit. Oh.
No, don't ruin it.
No.
Sorry.
Dear Rosie and Chris, who fancies a Let's Talk About Shit story? We do.
We do.
What? To set the scene.
Yep.
I am from Newcastle, but was living in London at the time.
Ooh.
I was working at a makeup store on Oxford Circus and travelled to work via the tube.
Ooh.
It was 6:55 a.m. and I was heading into work to do the stock take. In brackets. Grim.
Got you.
Stock takes. Oh, remember.
Oh, especially I remember makeup as well. There's lots of tiny little
loads.
Boxes.
I remember doing stock takes in a lot of my jobs and actually like not doing them properly and thinking, what's the point? But they took
everyone,
them very seriously.
Everyone listening to this now knows that you would have made a dog's arse of a stock take.
Massive.
We all know you. But I was in Clarks the other day getting some shoes from Robin.
Yeah.
And the girl went back like three or four times and she kept coming back and she was like, oh, these are, I can't find them. These are supposed to have Velcro, but they've got laces and blah, blah, blah. And she was basically just describing the back stock room to us. And I wanted to cry for her because I remember when I worked in All Sports, the fucking, oh, when the shoes were in the wrong place. Oh, my God. Oh,
stockrooms in general.
Shout out to anyone in shoe places and shoe shops. Oh, just crazy back there.
Yeah.
Carnage.
Yeah. When I worked at the gadget shop, the stockroom, miles away.
Really?
Miles away, Chris. You
That's
had to go.
Because the metro centre's a little warren out the back.
It was Eldon Square, actually.
All right, okay. I'll
wash
take
your
that
mouth
back.
Out. Love them both. Love the metro centre as well. I did work at the metro centre, but very briefly.
Okay.
It was miles away. Anytime I had to go, I was like, I'm devastated.
Well, who's going in the gadget shop though? And going, you got one of these? You got one of these out the back? You got a different
I
one
know,
out the back?
Yeah, true, true, true. Right. Okay. So, heading to work to do the stock take. Upon exiting the tube station, I saw the worst sight I've ever seen and something I will never, ever unsee.
Okay.
I Googled this, right, which is horrific because our Google history must be
vile. Yeah.
I dread to think, like, we'll probably get arrested one day, honestly. But I Googled it because I was like, is this like an urban myth?
Mm-hmm.
Is because sometimes people are weird and send us stuff.
That's bollocks,
That's
yeah.
like being on the telly or something.
Right.
And then we read it out and some people are like, that's... You know,
yeah, so we're not across all the media.
So sometimes when I get sent something like this, I'm like, I'm going to check that that's
fact checking it.
Yeah, but
good.
This is
good, Rosie. Good journalism.
Thank you.
Well done.
Just came up with a lot of porn sites.
Great.
So anyway, there in the middle of Oxford Street in broad daylight was a man standing next to a bin with his pants and boxers around his ankles, arse cheeks spread, and an empty in brackets not for long little Fanta bottle. Wedged up his hole.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, you may judge, but when I see something as horrific as this, my first reaction is to freeze, just let my eyes take it all in.
Wow.
So she's like froze on the spot, right? Why did the man have the neck of a Fanta bottle up his arse, I hear you ask?
No.
Well, after my eyes adjusted and I came to terms with what I was seeing, it all got worse.
No. I'm going in my head.
Out of the man's arse into the Fanta bottle came yellowy
brown
diarrhea. This filled the 2 litre bottle up a good halfway.
Oh my God.
He then, oh God, it's a 2 litre bottle.
2 litre bottle.
Oh, before she'd put two little Fanta bottle, it's litre.
Oh.
Right.
Where's this? Oxford Circus?
Oxford Street, apparently.
Pick a back
Oxford
lane.
Street. Okay, so.
Busiest street in London.
This filled up the 2 litre bottle a good halfway. He then proceeded to remove the newly warm bottle from the grip of his angry arsehole and put it in the public bin next to him, pulled his pants up and walked away. I was new at my job, so didn't feel comfortable sharing this story with my colleagues. So I had to go about my 10-hour shift like nothing had happened.
Hey, I was just sitting there, bug, found a bottle of his arse. Sorry, what's your name again?
Oh, and someone from the back going, oh, it's Fanta Fred out already, is he?
Fanta Fred.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Curveball here for you.
Yes.
I do believe that he may have just actually douched his arse out with Fanta. He may have squeezed a load of Fanta into his bum and then squirted it back into that Fanta bottle in the middle of Oxford Street. And I'll tell you why I think this.
Why?
Because if you put a vessel, like a Fanta bottle, flush to an outlet, such as an arsehole,
mm-hmm.
and turn it on full, the air inside is not allowing any diarrhea or anything else to go inside it. It's going to push it out.
Right.
So the bottle will need to be squeezed, right?
To let it come out.
To be squeezed so there's no air in.
Uh-huh.
To then put its flesh... I can't believe I'm literally right. scientifically describing this.
Yeah.
Squeezed so there's no air in it. Mm-hmm. Then flush up to the
mm-hmm.
outlet. Inside. Outlet, let's say. And
in though, you put it in.
Yeah, but flush to the...
Tip.
Yeah, flush to the source.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the stuff coming in replaces what air isn't there. Jesus. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he may have, if she hadn't seen the beginning of that, he may have hoided
done
up.
Done it deliberately.
Or he's already
constipated.
Or he's done that before. He's done that before.
Why
he squeezed.
Do it in the middle of the street?
I would never stick a Fanta bottle up my arse and go and do that. Obviously, but if I was caught short in the middle of London like that, Oxford Street, I would just shit my pants.
Yeah.
I would just have to shit myself. I'd go and stand on my back against a wall and I would just shit myself.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, right, now what?
Right,
now
okay.
what?
Okay, I kind of get what, right, okay.
He's done that before. He squeezed that, because that, it would have went everywhere if he hadn't squeezed that bottle. So there's your two options. He's done it before and he squeezed it, or he's actually just squeezed a load of Fanta up his arse and then shot it back out and put the thing in the bin, and his kick is doing it in public.
Probably.
There are some fucking maniacs out there.
Yeah.
That is... And London, I bet you no one stopped.
I know.
I bet you she was the only person watching that.
Yeah. And
God,
sadly,
I love how everyone just gets on with it. He would have a crowd bigger than one of our arena shows if he did that in Newcastle.
Imagine.
There'd be people everywhere.
Fanta, I've lost a customer.
Just never had one since. The worst bit is, because it's like sunny outside, I bloody murder a Fanta now.
Love a Fanta.
That hasn't put me off in any way.
All right, okay. Let's get to the shop, get with some Fanta.
Do you want to drink it in your mouth, or do you want to put it up your ass?
Listen, today,
yeah,
I'll mouth it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I know I'm not exactly anonymous, but I have a story for you which will make you chuckle.
Why they're not anonymous?
You'll find out.
Okay.
10 years ago this week, I was studying for my degree in Cambridge.
Ooh, just want to drop that in there, did you?
Yeah.
Professor.
When me and a fellow student were given a tour around the city to prospective students, including the famous punting tours and the do-it-yourself punts.
Right.
Do you know what these are?
It's the boats.
It's the boats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bit like a gondola.
A punt. It's called a punt.
Yeah, a punt for me.
Yeah.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
A couple of American people in the group wanted to know how they could do this as a job during the summer break, as they didn't want to keep flying to and from America.
Right.
When I asked the gentleman, I use this term loosely, how we could do punt chauffeuring during the summer, he pulled down his clearly fake Ray-Ban sunglasses, looked me up and down, sniggered, and said, "Sorry, mate, but well, clearly you have to be good looking for this job."
Oh.
Job even. And he laughed to his co-worker.
Wow.
Yeah. Mortified. Wow.
Yeah.
Carries on. Mortified, we moved on with the tour. However, within a few minutes, my fellow student I was with was asking how I felt, and I just laughed it off. She was clearly angry at him and what had happened. Explained to me that she was in her final year of journalism, and could she write an article on whether looks mattered in employment in 2013.
Oh.
Reading about the whole Hollister, Abercrombie and Fitch and other industry, I agreed. And she wrote a lovely piece for the local newspaper, and I was really pleased with it.
Wow.
This, mind you, was a Saturday, and the local newspaper article was in that day's paper. I read it and thought no more of it. However,
oh God.
Monday morning comes around, and my phone starts going mad with messages from random people I've never met asking if they could talk to me about my article in the paper. I spoke to a couple of different local reporters over the phone and thought that was it. I then went across to Tesco, where I walked in and saw the newspaper stand, and to my horror, I made either the front page or the first couple of pages inside, with headlines including, "Man Too Ugly to Punch." I then looked online and saw one paper in America even ran with the headline, "Punter Munda." Within days, I hoped it had died down, but I even got asked to appear on TV shows about it, including Katie Hopkins' TV show, was asked if I would be a mystery guest on Russell Howard's Good News, and to top it off, I was a £10,000 question on The Right Show on Channel 5 with the question, why was a student in Cambridge told he couldn't be a punt chauffeur? A, can't swim. B, too ugly. C, scared of water. Even today, if you type into Google Images, who is too ugly in Cambridge? My face comes up at the top. I hope this has tickled your funny bones.
This is amazing. I had no idea about
and
it.
I still get people mentioning it.
Mr. Guest on Russell Howard's Good
But
news.
Listen, right, I swear I googled
that's when
it.
That's came out and he had to guess who they were.
Yeah. I googled it, right?
I love the idea that he'd walk out and Russell would be like, well, you're clearly not a model, are you?
Pueblo.
I mean, Russell would never say that, but yeah.
I googled it.
Right.
And this was from, this is an, is it excerpt?
Excerpt.
Is that right? Excerpt.
I think
like a passage.
Excerpt is probably, that's how it's written. I don't think anyone pronounces the T.
Oh, fair enough.
And the P, sorry.
I've done really well.
Oh, God.
Well, this is from the Metro paper, right?
Right.
A student has been refused a summer job punting tourist on a river because he is apparently too ugly. Ben Cronin applied for work on Cambridge's famous boats to fund his studies, but he was knocked back after staff allegedly told him he wasn't good looking enough. Now the 20-year-old faces a summer of bar work.
Don't go in his bar, he'd put you off your drink. Stand outside and fire a Fanta up your arse instead. Oh my God.
Bless him.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You've really threw me with that excerpt thing. You do this all the time. Someone's going to come in and go, well, I have to apologise as well because I said coconut milk doesn't go in teas and everyone...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I got fucking inundated with pictures of coconut milk.
Schooled.
Excerpt. Schooled. I think excerpt.
Excerpt it is. A short extract from a film, broadcast or piece of music or
writing. Yeah. But I think everyone says excerpt.
Well, listen,
enough.
I can listen. Hang on. Ready? Ready?
Excerpt.
All right. Okay, you go around saying excerpt all day and say what happens.
That's how you pronounce
it. Yes, but it's one of them dickhead things, though, isn't it?
Excerpt.
It's one of them dickhead things, though, isn't it, where when you say it, people be like, oh, God, why are you saying that? Do you know what I mean?
Very similar to expert, if you put it a different way. You just took away the C and moved the P.
She's gone.
Words, mate.
Well, speaking of words, I wrote this down. I can't believe it's came up in such a way where we can just segue into it.
Wow.
But we were in the green room after our TV show recording the other night,
mm-hmm.
And I heard you saying to someone, is it Sean Bean or Sean Bean?
Oh, right. Okay.
And I went, sorry. And you went, because, Chris, we always say Sean Bean, but is it Sean Bean or is it Sean Bean? And I went, well, I say Sean Bean as a joke because I'm taking the mick out of the spelling, that certain spelling of Sean and Sean Bean's name where it's spelled the same as Bean. So it's Sean Bean, but it looks on paper to be Sean Bean if you go with the rule of the bit. But you were with, dare I say it, the commissioner of the BBC going, but is it Sean Bean or is his name Sean? And I... didn't know where to put myself.
I said to her, "Seen Bean," her face went weird, right? And I thought, that's a piss take that Chris does in his name. It's not, but I've been saying Seen Bean for years. You need to stop that.
Or do you stop doing jokes because you'll drop them into normal conversation with important people?
I thought that's how you pronounced it.
No, it's Sean. It's a joke.
Seen Bean. Oh. I've said that so much, especially when Game of Thrones was on. I'll have said, how good Sean Bean. No one's ever corrected it.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And when he did that, the other one recently, when he was in prison.
Oh, God.
I'll have said, I'm sure I said Angela. Have you seen the one with Sean Bean?
Have you seen Sean Bean? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe she hadn't seen the whole thing. Maybe she'd only seen an excerpt of it.
Ooh. Well done.
New words.
Oh, Pinterest. Thank you.
What?
Pinterest just keep emailing us going, you've got a good eye. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a generated. They're not.
Yeah, I know, but it's nice to know that somebody appreciated my what's it called? Interior design.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good optics. Good optics.
Good optics.
Good optics. They keep saying optics in succession, and I don't know what it means.
I think it's something to do with spreadsheets.
Okay. Anyone who hasn't seen Succession, we haven't just sold it to you. You know, there'll be people out there now going, oh, I'm not watching that. It's just about spreadsheets, apparently.
This makes sense.
Right.
Good optics used in the business world when activities might be good for publicity.
Right.
There you go.
So it looks good is what they're saying. Yeah. Just say it looks good, you fucking assholes.
So it's like saved like like cat from tree. It's got good optics.
Right. Is that the best one you could come up with?
Listen, I'll be moving to America next week because I'll fit right in. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged and Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you very, very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com and go and scan and get on the NTA's website and give her a little vote.
Yeah. I'm just not that bothered if we win or not.
No, it's not. I'm not that bothered about winning, right? But for us, for Chris Ramsey, for Shagged Marinoid, if we end up on the shortlist, good optics.
Really good optics.
I use my new word.
Yes. Mates, I was good to win. Are you kidding us?
Good optics.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll win. There's some amazing shows that it's are long running. Yeah, but you know, be nice to get shortlisted. Yeah. And it's all in your hands. No pressure. You know, think of the optics. You know?
Thank you.
So there you go.
Sign out, Chris.
Bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.